I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Survivors and activists gathered at several sites in northwest Syria this week to mark the 10-year anniversary of chemical attacks that killed over 1,400 people. On September 21, 2013, Syria's government attacked a town held by opposition forces with rockets containing sarin, one of the most toxic chemical warfare agents. Samuel of Redemptive Stories says,
"The use of chemical weapons is a red line that unfortunately was crossed, and it caused significant loss of life. This is not the first time, nor at the current rate will it be the last time."
The Syrian Network for Human Rights has recorded at least 222 chemical attacks in Syria since 2012, and yet hope remains.
God has done some exciting, amazing things. People are coming to faith, and churches are being established.
And if you're a Christian living in the United States today, you'd probably agree that our society looks drastically different than it did 10 years ago. Ted Esler of Missio Nexus says,
"This is an era of mass flux and change, whether it's the topic of sexuality and sexual identity, immigration, all sorts of things are changing and shifting right now. We need to, as mission agencies and as globally focused churches, understand those changes and get ahead of the change curve."
Each year, Missio Nexus holds a forum about topics like these at its leadership conference. The three-day event will be held in Orlando, Florida at the end of September.
Most trade associations are there to promote the industry. Well, our industry happens to be the Great Commission. The mission of Missio Nexus is to catalyze relationships, ideas, and collaboration within the Great Commission community.
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.